I'm Tom Rowe in Acre, and Philip Grant up in Rensselaer County and I are bringing you the WGXC Congressional Report, full of stories about what the candidates and representatives from the New York 18th, 19th, 20th, and 21st Congressional Districts have been up to this past week. Go to WGXC.org in the WGXC newsroom for complete coverage of your congressional representative. Raymond Pignone reports for Columbia Green Media that Representative Mark Molinaro has given the $1,000 campaign donation he got from Representative George Santos to the Southern Tier Veterans Support Group in Binghamton. Santos is under investigation and much criticism for an unusual amount of lies, even for a congressperson. So far, local Representative Elise Stefanik, a Republican who represents Rensselaer County and the rest of the 21st Congressional District, has kept the money Santos gave to her campaign. Molinaro and Democrat Pat Ryan have called for Santos to resign. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com.
Patricia R. Doxey reports in the Daily Freeman that Republican Representative Mark Molinaro was appointed chair of the House Small Business Committee's Innovation, Entrepreneurship, and Workforce Development Subcommittee by House Small Business Committee Chairman Roger Williams, a Republican from Texas. The subcommittee works on growth for small businesses and the development of new technologies. Williams, in a press release, said that in his first week in Congress, Molinaro has, and I quote, shown promise in his ability to be a leader in this committee, end quote, and expects Molinaro will, and I quote, push forward pro-growth policies that will help our nation's small businesses, end quote. Molinaro said, and I quote, small businesses have an outsized impact in upstate New York, and I look forward to working on common sense policies that unleash the potential of local small businesses and create good paying jobs, end quote. Molinaro represents the 19th Congressional District, though he lives in the 18th District. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. Patricia R. Doxey reports in the Daily Freeman that Republican Representative Mark Molinaro was appointed chair of the House Small Business Committee's Innovation, Entrepreneurship, and Workforce Development Subcommittee by House Small Business Committee Chairman Roger Williams, a Republican from Texas. The subcommittee works on growth for small businesses and the development of new technologies. Williams, in a press release, said that in his first week in Congress, Molinaro has, and I quote, shown promise in his ability to be a leader in this committee, end quote, and expects Molinaro will, and I quote, push forward pro-growth policies that will help our nation's small businesses, end quote. Molinaro said, and I quote, small businesses have an outsized impact in upstate New York, and I look forward to working on common sense policies that unleash the potential of local small businesses and create good paying jobs, end quote. Molinaro represents the 19th Congressional District, though he lives in the 18th District. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. Mid-Hudson News reports that Congressperson Pat Ryan, who represents the 18th Congressional District, has introduced his first bill, the Health Care Fairness for Military Families Act. Ryan himself, a military veteran, said, and I quote, it is not an accident that it is focused on supporting veterans and military families. Specifically, it gets at the issues of rising costs and rising health care costs that put so much pressure on families and military families, end quote. Children of military families get to extend the eligibility for health insurance coverage to 26 years of age under the legislation. Ryan was first elected in August to represent the 19th District and began representing the 18th District after winning the fall election in the 18th because of redistricting. Read the full story at Mid-Hudson News. Nick Reisman at New York State of Politics reports that former Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro, now in Congress, on February 15th, formally endorsed former State Senator Sue Sereno to take his old job. Sereno announced her campaign earlier this year. Molinaro held the post from 2012 until January when he took over the 19th Congressional District seat. Molinaro said, and I quote, Sue will be a familiar face to county residents as someone who grew up here, represented Dutchess in the state Senate, served as a county legislator, and operated a local business. Sue's track record of success as a public servant and business owner and independent approach to solving problems will make her a perfect fit to be Dutchess' next county executive. Sue Serrano cares. She listens. She leads. She has my full support," end quote. Serrano lost last fall to Democrat State Senator Michelle Hinchey in a redrawn Hudson Valley Senate district election between two incumbents. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics Reports. WXHC reports that the new 19th Congressional District Representative, Mark Molinaro, has been hosting town hall meetings in the western part of his district. On February 16th, he held a short town hall in Cortland County and another in Broome County. Molinaro said he plans to hold similar events in each county he represents. Molinaro said, and I quote, "Being able to get together with residents so that I can hear you and you can hear me. Questions, answers, comments in a respectful way, I think so very, very important," end quote. Read more about this story at WXHC.
This has been the WGXC Congressional Report, tracking the votes, statements, positions, and campaigns of the representatives and candidates for the 18th, 19th, 20th, and 21st congressional seats in New York. Go to WGXC.org for more information.